Congress coming back into session after their August break, the farm bill still undone. What do you see happening or want to see happen?
Well, first of all, I think it's important for folks to understand what's at risk here. If Congress fails to act again in getting this done and getting it done quickly, on October 1st, because of budget constraints and because of the WTO decision involving Brazil, we could be faced with retaliatory tariffs against American agricultural products and goods, including but not limited to agricultural products, to the tune of perhaps as much as $840 million annually because of the WTO case. And obviously, if this thing lingers beyond October 1st for several months, we are faced with the permanent law coming into play, which obviously will not only significantly reduce the momentum of where we are in terms of the agricultural economy with record exports and record income, but it will also have some significant impact on consumer costs and the availability of products in grocery stores. So we obviously don't want that. We also would like to see the disaster assistance resumed for livestock producers and a new system for dairy. So we need Congress to act. We need the House to appoint their conferees to a conference committee. We need those folks to get to work and get something done before September 30th. There's too much at risk here. The need for a stronger safety net, continuation of farm credit, a simpler conservation program, continued promotion of trade, the opportunities for job creation and market development in local and regional food systems and bio-based product manufacturing in rural areas, and more tools for the United States Department of Agriculture to help and assist American agriculture. That's really what's at stake here, and the time is long overdue for Congress to act.
Okay. Another extension, is that feasible?
Well, the problem with an extension is twofold. Number one, it doesn't solve the overarching problem of the need for a five-year bill. It doesn't provide the certainty for producers. It doesn't restore livestock and dairy assistance as a result of extended drought. It doesn't take advantage of reforms that are contained in the Senate-passed version of the Farm Bill. And it risks, I think, the possibility, the real possibility, that Congress would basically scoop the money from eliminating direct payments as a price for a one-year extension. That would eliminate the ability of future Congresses to be able to establish a strong safety net. We want to take the reforms of eliminating direct payments and take a portion of those resources, apply it to deficit reduction, but also a portion basically applied to the development of a stronger and better safety net. There are serious and significant reforms in what the Senate passed and in what the House passed in terms of its farm programs. We don't want to lose that opportunity, and I think an extension would basically create a real risk of that happening.
Okay. What about the situation in Syria and President Obama's call for Congress to consider a resolution on military action? Will that eat up a lot of time in September, and does it therefore point to a later farm bill?
Well, it seems to me that like anybody else, when you're faced with work, that maybe you have to work overtime, maybe you have to work in a different schedule than you had initially envisioned because of the Syrian situation. You know, I don't think September still has roughly 27 days left in the month. Congress is basically looking at 9 work days, I'm told, during the month of September. Well, maybe they could extend that to 13 or 15 or 20 or even 23 for that matter. The reality is in the countryside, when crops need to be harvested, there are no excuses. The time, the length of time or the amount of work that you have is not an excuse for getting the work done. And certainly there's no reason why the House of Representatives couldn't have appointed its conferees in the month of August, which would have eliminated a lot of the work that could be done now and could have been done by now. There's a lot of agreement, a lot of areas that could easily be worked out between these two bills. That could have been done, should have been done, and the sooner we get that conference committee appointed, the sooner I think we'll be, and better off we'll be. And the reality is Congress is scheduled to spend some time on some things that don't have much possibility of becoming law, the $40 billion cut to the SNAP program. Everyone knows that's not going to happen, so why waste time on that? Why not focus on getting what can be done done?
What would happen if the September 30th deadline passed with no action by Congress and then they didn't pass something until late in the year? What impact would having no farm bill have?
Well, there's always the uncertainty on the markets. There's also the fact that trade promotion programs end. and our ability to continue trade promotion. We may lose the potential trade opportunities, or our competitors will take advantage of that lack of support for several months. We risk the development, obviously, of the retaliatory steps by Brazil, and we also risk eventually permanent law being triggered. And all of that can be avoided by people doing their job. You know, I think this is long overdue. The House of Representatives asked for a year extension last year to get because they simply didn't have the capacity to get the job done. Fair enough. They told us it was going to get done right after the election. It didn't get done. They've had now 8 months to get it done. So, you know, it's not the folks in the countryside's fault that this hasn't been done. They've been very clear about their expectation to get it done. They don't want an extension. They've been very clear about not breaking up the coalition that historically has resulted in farm bills being passed without as much angst as we've got with this one. And so, you know, I think there's a very clear message coming from the countryside. There's an expectation they want Congress to help continue the momentum we've seen. We've had record exports. We have record involvement in conservation programs. We have record farm income. You know, and obviously there's areas of agriculture that are stressed that need help and assistance. And it's pretty clear from the drought that we continue to need a strong safety net. And it's also very clear that we need to reform some programs. So all of that is contained in what's been passed by the Senate. And by the House Ag Committee and the House's farm program portion. It's just a matter of getting the issues worked out between the two.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Julie. Thanks.
All right. Bye. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.